Steve's Jayco pre-game interview.
Friday night football as round 15 comes to a conclusion. Yes, last game of round 15, round 16 starts tomorrow. North Melbourne and Port Adelaide will bring you that on K-Rock Footy. Footy Spotlight thanks to Rex Gorrell. Check out these brands. Brands Skoda, Audi, Ford, Jaguar, Nissan, Renault, Subaru, Volvo and VW, just to name a few, on the lot at South Geelong. Fine Street is where you'll find Rex Gorrell. For Prestige Jayco, though, time to go inside the Collingwood camp with a man, of course, who played 135 games for the Eagles, 34 in the hoops of the Cats, and now finds himself at Collingwood. He went there in a development coaching role and was going to play in the VFL, but found himself still a development coach, but he gets a bit of a role on match day. He's wearing the pink as runner, and it's great to be chatting with him ahead of tonight's clash with the Lions. Scott Selwood, Scoot, Kingy, Benny, Cass and Nealty joining you. Firstly, how are you, mate? You well?
G'day, lads. How are we going? I'm going really well here. Just I'm currently kicking the football with back to the boys as I have shots on goal. I used to be on the other end of that only 12 months ago, but you wouldn't believe how much footy can drive you crazy when it goes underneath the seats.
Very good. Hey, for South Point Garden Supplies, can you give us a bit of a ground and weather report for the Gabba? Because we can't tell from the K-Rock Hub.
It looks incredible. We probably have a little bit different sort of surface in terms of having the cricket pitch still here. So I sort of noticed last week the ball does bounce slightly higher in the centre bounces when the boys are going for it. But in terms of the conditions of the ground, it's phenomenal. They've done such a good job with it, and I'm pumped to see that they've got the grand final here and probably just reward.
Now, of course, you've left the Cats. The Cats are at Southport. You guys are based on the Sunshine Coast. Are you glad that they kept you guys apart and you didn't have to have those awkward conversations with former teammates and coaches?
Yes and no. I mean, I've got some great friendships and relationships still there, and obviously Joel's still there. So I do miss those guys and the relationships I've got there. But I've got my partner with me in the hub at the moment, and her family, she's originally from Noosa with her folks still in Noosa. So it was a short 20-minute drive when time is allowed to go for a social distance walk or catch up with them has been awesome. So really enjoying it at the moment, and hopefully we can keep winning.
Scotty, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Great to hear your voice on the other end of the line, and picking the balls up from under the seats is obviously not an ideal start. So are you allowed to catch up with Stumpy down there at the hub, or how does it, you're not allowed to catch up with anyone else from another team?
Well, yeah, in terms of where Stumpy, I think he's still in, where is he, Wodonga, or I can't remember where Stumpy's from. But
Yarrawonga.
Yarrawonga he is, yeah. So Stumpy needs to stay well and truly back at Yarrawonga at this stage and look after his COVID issues. But we're still trying to learn all the rules a little bit. So you're sort of just trying to err on the side of caution most of the time and not try and get anything out of the blue.
It'd be nice if the Richmond boys had to learn a few of the rules, but they broke a few. Listen, I've got to ask you these questions. Now, this is going to be tough. This has nothing to do with footy.
So, I feel like this is coming from a brother.
No, it's not. Brother, it's not. This is just. This was just in the local media, Danny. I'm just getting this straight off the waiver wires here. So what did you do? What have you been doing when you weren't wearing pink and up there with the Pies? Tell us a couple of things, because the rumours are that you got into a bit of trouble with your 19-year-old boss at Woolies.
When I was in stand down, yeah, the 19-year-old boss didn't really like my work ethic when I was doing the night shift at 4 a.m. in the morning. And to be honest with you, boys, my work ethic wasn't high there either. So it was probably just reward for the way I was applying my trade to putting the 2-minute noodles on the stand. So.
Were you doing
a short-lived career at Woolworths was a good idea for me.
Were you doing night fill, were you, Scoot?
Yeah, I was a little bit conscious of not running into anyone throughout the day, so I thought a couple of sessions at night fill would be the best way to go about it, and then I quickly learnt that I just think second shelves altogether is probably something left people better than me, because I wasn't too good at it.
Can we ask you, Scooter, did your 19-year-old boss, did he know that you'd played footy, or did he have absolutely no idea that you had anything to do with football?
No, he didn't, and it was quite refreshing, to be honest with you. Like, you'd rock up, and there's not too many conversations you have between the hours of 11 a.m. and 7 a.m. on a night field basis, to be honest with you. You just put the headphones in, but yeah, the pace I was going, I think it was over the Easter period, and they must have been getting slammed. And I just didn't have the I didn't have the patience or the work ethic up to his standards, and he gave it to me. So
did he check your GPS? Did he check your GPS at the end of your shift? It was low, wasn't it? It was your work.
Tom Hawkins GPS and Andrew Gaff type GPS. To be honest,
your work rate wasn't great. Now, I also believe too that you got absolutely shown up by your older brother on the computer system at another gig you had.
Oh, I don't know. You'll have to refresh me on this one. Oh, I can't remember.
Did you do a bit of processing of returns at a warehouse?
We got stuck out at the Cotton factory, and Benny Waller was actually the genius there. He was the one submitting all the orders and doing all the hard work. And I think Troy and I, factory work suited as well, and the Cotton group were unbelievable in having us. But I don't know how well our work ethic was there either. So. I don't sound like I'm painting a very good picture of myself here at the moment. So
your work ethic on the field was. Your work ethic on the field was unbelievable. Your brother Troy did say, "I'm sure that Scott will enjoy these, and I'm sure we'll have some comeback."
You let me know next time he's on, boys, and hopefully I'll have something for you.
Oh, we'll make that happen in the next couple of weeks. For Prestige, Jaco speaking with Scotty Selwood. Here's Neildy.
G'day, Scotty. Mate, apparently you're playing footy tonight. I've got to get you back on this. I've got to ask the serious ones, okay? So apparently there's a footy game going on, so I apologise for that. You did pretty well with Ben. There were a couple of leg glances really down to fine leg.
You never know where it's going. You've just got to hold your breath and hope for the best.
Yeah, but yes, we do a fair bit of holding our breath in here when Ben gets going, and you know Ben very well. Hey, mate, tell me, how are you going to beat Brisbane?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I think at the start of the year, they've obviously been playing some really good footy, and the way they attack with the ball, they're fast, and the way they set up is really strong. And so it's a really important one to make sure that you set up and be just as attacking with them. I think if you can try and slow their ball movement down and force them into a contest, it's probably the way to go, but it's just a matter of trying to do that. So how quickly you can snap in defence and make sure that you're up on your man and making sure that you are slowing them down, because any sort of small little option they can take inside the corridor or anything that they can play on, off, and get going, straight away they're onto it. So they've got a system where they try and back each other in and take the game on and encourage to do that. So we need to try and take that away, and we can do that with our team defence. We're quite good when we're on, but we need to make sure that it happens from the first bounce and goes through to the last.
Good luck. That's a terrific insight. Now, I have been given the go-ahead. I am allowed to ask a question that has nothing to do with the game of footy, which is a great result. So I'm not going to go down Ben's line. I can't do that to you. Now, mate, I do understand your senior coach. He's a quick learner. And I've been there, so I understand that. And he would have learnt from his earlier on in lockdown. Tell us how he's now travelling in lockdown. And I've been told to tell you, not the standard answer. Come on, what's Bucks actually now doing? Let us know.
I noticed Scotty, and I know he puts it down to the Natural Supply Co. and the skincare that they've got, and they do a great job, but they might have to send some to
Bucks. It's a dry fight.
Bucks is doing a great job at trying to get his tanning game up to a pretty elite level, and he's spending some hours doing that when he's not trying to make sure that we've got a good game plan to win the game. So at the moment, you'll notice he's probably a little bit browner than what he normally is this time of year.
You've been kind, because Nathan normally goes, it's either white or red. There's not much in between. So the fact that you're saying he's going to be a brown, that's impressive. So what you're saying is if you don't get any good tonight, you reckon the coach is not spending enough time on the game plan. He's lying on the beach.
I knew there was going to be something that just turned it around and made it sound like I was.
We won't do that.
Right, no, I think he's always thinking about the game when he's tanning too. So we've always got some ammo there.
Good recovery.
He looks a bit like his sunbakes in the fridge, Scotty. I was going to ask you, did you when you get sort of three messages in the one go, do you ever go out and just drop the first message and then completely forget what the other two are and just, you know, yell out, "Man up," or "Get over there," or "Stop doing that," or is it actually a stressful? Is there a bit of a stress level with being the runner, or is it pretty sort of fancy free?
I don't know if it's stressful, but it's more so you've got 90 seconds to get a message out to someone. And sometimes when the play doesn't permit you to go in a certain area, then sometimes the messages just go unheard. So you sort of hope that the player, you pass it on to one player who you hope passes on to that guy. But sometimes there's a few explicits in there that you try and make sure you keep away from the player and try and put it in a nicer manner that sometimes it gets delivered down the phone. But I'm sure I've been on the receiving end of that. And James Riley would have done a great job at delivering the message at Geelong in a nice fashion to what he's done for me. So, to be honest with you, it's really enjoyable. I really miss footy, and it gives me my fix of being out there amongst it, and especially against old teammates and having some banter there and running around and feeling somewhat a part of the football world still.
Do you ever get any messages to take back to the coaches?
Scotty Pendlebury's very certain in what he wants how he's seeing the game, and it's probably good insight. Like he sometimes just doesn't think a game's being played the way that we might be seeing from afar. So as we test the signs, but yeah, he always gives really good feedback in terms of, look, I think we need to play this way, or I think if we put this system in place, we should be able to attack better, or whatever it is, but never with a sort of narky comment. It's more so with more of a subjective opinion and how we want to go about it.
Oh, great. That is great insight. The Selwood boys have come a long way since the days of arse tennis too.
they're still getting swept off the shelves at the moment in all good bookstores, so feel free to go out and grab a couple.
Scoop, before we let you go, Max Lynch, what can you tell us about the latest debutant for the Pies?
Yeah, he's a brilliant story, lads. He's right behind Brody Grundy, and he's played ruck all year in the reserves. And poor Lynch, he's been at the club, and number one ruckman signs a 7-year deal worth, you know, a lot of money, I guess. And and he's sitting behind him and trying to get a game. And he's just done a really good job of just fighting. And, you know, he hasn't played a whole lot of forward this year. He's played mainly in the ruck, so just his ability to compete was one that got him in the side in the end. So that's all we really want to see for him tonight, is just at each contest compete and try and do what he can with his aerial stuff. And he's a really good runner, so I'd love to see him cover the ground and try and work his man over a little bit and give the boys a good contest for these small forwards to get after it.
Yep. In terms of, obviously, your footy future, do you still, I suppose, in terms, stay at Collingwood and play VFL next year, or how does that all look for next year? Have you had that chat with the club yet?
I'm not too sure. That it probably goes in with trying to work out with what's happening with the reserves competition there and what my role looks like going forward. I'd love to play in some sort of form of capacity, but at the same time, I think it would be pretty... From what I was going to do this year, I think it'd be a scaled-back version. So I've probably only got a few games in me somewhere next year. And there's probably a couple of old mates that I'd love to run around with, but just got to wait and see how it all pans out. I think, showing commitment to whatever we're trying to do at reserves level or whatever my role might be here will be number one priority, obviously, for me. But I do miss it. I definitely miss it.
St Mary's?
Yeah, possibly. Yeah, absolutely. They're a great footy club. They've done a really good job in helping me out and making me feel a part of what they are and who they are in terms of their identity. And if it was in Geelong, it would definitely be St Mary's. And I love the coaching staff and how they set up the club. So hopefully we've got a couple of games in there. Hopefully Joshy Cowan comes back. I'd love to play a couple of games with him and hopefully do that there. But in terms of what it looks like, I've got no idea, to be honest with you.
Scotty, it was all going well. You mentioned St Mary's, but it's gone off the rails a little bit. No, I'm just kidding. Any truth to... We heard some rumours about boys up there, not you guys in particular, but a couple of other players from other clubs maybe requesting various things and trying to get the AFL to pay for them. Is there you being a country boy, is there any truth to the rumour that you had a mechanical bull try to put into your room?
There's some downtime in the hub, lads, and you just need to entertain yourselves in any way possible. And the Sony and Nintendo 64s or whatever they are now are getting a bit old. So I thought the mechanical bull might add a bit of spice to the hub, but unfortunately it didn't get through.
That's disappointing.
Scoot. Hey, we've missed you. You're doing a wonderful job at Collingwood. We enjoy looking out and seeing you running out there in the pink. It really does suit you and just goes nicely with that bleach blonde hair of yours as well. So fantastic. We'll let you go. We're just getting a message from your media people saying you've got a meeting to go to. So we'll let you go. But we really appreciate you having a chat with us, Scoot. And hopefully we can have a chat again during the finals.
That'd be great. Thanks, guys. And g'day to Stumpy and Yarrawonga. Have a good call, boys.
Good on you, Scotty.
Scooter Selwood joining us there for Prestige Jayco. Ah, fantastic. That's great stuff.
Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.